No Memory of Past Warps in the Vertical Density Structure of Galaxies, by J. Garcia de la Cruz et al. Warps are observed in a large fraction of disk galaxies, and can be due to a large number of different processes. Some of these processes might also cause vertical heating and flaring. Using a sample of galaxies simulated in their cosmological context, we study the connection between warping and disk heating. We analyze the vertical stellar density structure within warped stellar disks, and monitor the evolution of the scale heights of the mono-age populations and the geometrical thin and thick disk during the warp's lifetime. We also compare the overall thickness and the vertical velocity dispersion in the disk before and after the warp. We find that for warps made of pre-existing stellar particles shifted off-plane, the scale heights do not change within the disk's warp region, disks tilt rigidly. For warps made of off-plane new stellar material, either born in situ or accreted, the warp region of the disk is not well described by a double Sech squared density profile. Yet, once the warp is gone, the thin and thick disk structure is recovered, with their scale heights following the same trends as in the region that was never warped. Finally, we find that the overall thickness and vertical velocity dispersion do not increase during a warp, regardless of the warp's origin. This holds even for warps triggered by interactions with satellites, which cause disk heating but before the warp forms. Our findings suggest that the vertical structure of galaxies does not hold any memory of past warps. This was No Memory of Past Warps in the Vertical Density Structure of Galaxies, by J. Garcia de la Cruz et al.